And now. Now?
Now.
Now.
Now? Now. Go now? What?
Now.
Go now?
Now.
Go?
Yeah.
Now.
Now.
Oi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right now. Go. Oh.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than a cheap hotel.
It's better
than when your computer's not a Dell.
It's better
than when you get too old like me and start to misspell.
It's better.
How do you spell misspell? Is it one S, two L's, two S's?
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, I don't know how to spell misspell. Do you know how to spell misspell?
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I-I.
No, forget it. Forget it. Hey, spell pneumonia.
Who?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. Cool, refreshing drink. Of Brian Bridges.
That's right. Brian Bridges, the ultimate in... he should have like a site, you know, like...
I'm telling you, man. He should.
What do you call that? What's he... not jingle. It's a...
He should be a jingle daddy.
What's that? Is it a jingle?
Jingle.
It's more than a... It's an intro. It's a theme. A theme. It's a theme.
No. Jingle. Jingle. Jingle daddy.
Jingledaddy.com. You're looking it up.
I am looking it up. I'm looking up jingle daddy. I bet you it's not taken.
I bet you he can make money.
Here we go. Big money.
Big money.
JingleDaddy.com is available.
Oh, Brian Bridges.
See? Jingle Daddy, I'm telling you.
You should buy it and give it to him.
Merry Christmas. Jingle Daddy.
He can make money. He's done it for us and Jesus Geek and Michigan Charlie and Big John.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out for him, he can always turn it into an adult site.
Why do you keep going there? We got to talk about that tonight, by the way.
Jingle Daddy. It's wrong. That's
it
wrong.
Is very
I'm sorry.
Wrong.
I'm repenting
it's
right now. I'm sorry.
Incredibly wrong.
Hey, boys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Buford.
Listen, I got me an idea. I need some investments. Investors, not investments. Investors.
This isn't like the toilet seat thing, is it?
No. I've had it. No, I rented a new idea.
What? You rented a new idea?
I did.
From where? From who?
From the professor.
He told me he wasn't doing that anymore.
I don't know. I got an idea. I need some investors. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, right?
Okay. Well,
I'm going to open a new video store in this town because it needs one bad.
I agree. Blockbuster... Sorry.
It's sorry, man. So I'm gonna open me a new video store.
Good.
And I'm gonna name it Adult Video.
Who?
What?
Adult Video.
Yep.
Buford, what kind of movies are you gonna have there?
Well, movies for adults, you know.
Like,
drag racing and the Thunderball and. Those kind of, movies, Halloween 3 and, Friday Night Killer Fest or whatever it's called.
Oh, so you mean videos that are rated for adults?
Ain't that what I said?
They're like rated R.
R, PG, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But then I figure in the back, in the back I'll have a special room, with a door with a sign on it that says, only people under a certain age can get in here, and then I'll have the other movies in there.
What other movies?
The movies that are for those people who are under a certain age.
Like the kid movies?
Yeah, Disney and stuff like that.
So you're going to open an adult video store and put kid movies in the back.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh. See, that way when the kids go in there, they won't have to look at all those other movies with the scary faces on them.
Oh.
And they can just go back there and they can be in their own little room.
Well, that's half a good idea.
Well, I thought it was. What's the other half?
Well, I think you should just go think on it some more. You're almost there.
Do a little more research.
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Well, okay then. Thanks a lot. See y'all later.
Whew, I thought he was going to open an adult video store.
Well, that's what he said.
I know it's what he said, but that's not what he meant.
Well, we've had a similar situation in this town right now.
Yeah.
We had a video store opened up called Family Video, which, again, had the name, but not the concept.
Yeah, I really, really, when this thing came to town, did not understand.
I don't think anybody did. Most people I talked to were excited. In fact, they were asking me, it's like, what are they going to do? Are they going to have, because a lot of people were excited thinking they were going to have the edited versions of movies.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't going to take rated R and they were going to edit out all the bad words.
Yeah. Or that they were going to put the rated R movies or whatever up only at adult eye level,
and all the
kid movies would be down the bottom and stuff like that.
Right. Or at least I thought that they would have, you know, the adult movies, or the movies that are rated R and that kind of thing in a separate place away from where the kids could see them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean that would be fine.
And from the outside, it very much looked like that because they had big signs up that said cartoons for free.
Yeah.
And you know, and family movies $1.
Yeah.
You know, and this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it says a big sign, big huge sign outside. It says Family Video.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It ain't none of that.
Not so much.
The kids' movies are in the middle of the store.
Yeah.
Surrounded on all sides in plain view by slasher films and hooker fests.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
And, I'm in, and Faith says, well, let's check this place out. So we go in there, and I'm like, and I'm looking around, and this is not really what I expect. It's well lit.
It's clean.
Nice. Clean. It's new. Mm-hmm. It smells, the carpet smells good. And, we go over, and, it said, you know, kids movies over here for, you know, whatever. So we went over there. You get free kids movies with the membership. But, you know, like you rent a movie, you get a free kid movie. I don't know exactly how it works. I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
Well, we go over there and we're looking at the kids movies. And I turn around and like on the left are kids movies. On the right are new releases.
Yeah.
With horror films. Like Saw with this guy's head, you know, in a platter.
Yeah.
Like Saw 3 or 4, whatever it is. The guy's head's in a platter right down the front.
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking over there, and I'm looking back at her, and I'm looking over there, and then right next to that is like Striptease 6, you know, whatever. I don't even know what it was called. But sure. It had a stripper on the front of it on a pole. And I'm looking at that, and I'm looking to the left, you know, and she's looking at Rainbow Kitty, you know. Okay, Rainbow Kitty, and this, you know, one of these things is not like the other. And I'm like, this is just so. I was like, okay, let's move around to the other side.
Yeah.
So let's get in the middle of this, you know.
Yeah.
Well, even from the middle, the way the little aisles are set up, you're never out of view.
No.
Of the new releases.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, she's not looking over there. I'm trying to justify all this in my head. I'm not comfortable with it.
Sure.
But I'm not to the stage of fight or flight yet.
Yeah. It's good. Another good way to characterize it.
And. I'm thinking she's looking at these movies, you know, and so we're looking for a particular movie she wants to see. And I really don't want to disappoint her because the main thing is Faith got her all excited about going and renting a movie.
Well, sure.
For that night.
And she's 4, so you know.
And we have Netflix, which I'll get to in a minute, but she's not 4, she's 6. Get it through your head.
She'll always be 4.
How's Maggie?
Huh?
How's Maggie?
Maggie's a baby.
How's Maggie?
Maggie's like 6 months old.
No, Maggie's not 6 months old.
Jill tells me she's 4.
Yes.
But I don't believe it.
Okay. She's a very precocious 4. She's a very adultish 4.
Yes,
she is. She's 4 going on 12.
Yeah. Yeah. We've yet to see how it's going to work out.
The way she looks at you, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
She's 14.
Yeah.
Four. Anyway. What was I at? Oh, yeah. So I was in this little aisle, and I'm thinking, Helen's just looking at these movies. And all of a sudden, she's daddy. I want to see that movie. And she points over to the new releases and points at the Penguin Surf Up movie, Surf's Up, which is fine.
Yeah.
Except that right next to Surf's Up is Saw 4 and Striptease. You know, I mean, I don't know what the movie was called, but
yeah,
I didn't need to be looking at it, much less my 6-year-old. He almost got me thinking she's 4.
Yeah, you don't need these kinds of things. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. Go ahead, because I got my own little thing to go through.
And then before we could get even out of this place, so I was like, you know what, I said, you know, pick out what you want, Faith, me and Helen are waiting in the car. Mm-hmm. And I said, come on, Helen, let's go. I said, I'll get you a movie at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll go to Blockbuster. At this point, I don't care. Get me out of here.
Yeah, we'll go back to Blockbuster.
Well, at least at Blockbuster, they're over in a certain section.
Right.
You don't have to walk through the new releases to get to the kids' movies. And we don't go there either for the exact same reasons. We didn't want to see the stuff. But anyway, I said, let's go. And so she's like, okay. So we leave. And on my way out, they have the seasonal movies right there by the checkouts.
Yeah.
With all the horror films.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, because I'm covering her eyes because she has like a nightmare if you say boo to her. And so I get out of there and mm-hmm. Faith's right behind me and we take off. And that's pretty much my story. Your turn.
Well, we kind of had the same experience. Which is interesting is that you and I had the same experience at different times.
Okay.
We actually, Jill and I went in there, and we hadn't been prior, but we went in there on our date night. It was a Friday night. We went to a restaurant, had a good time, and
you didn't even have kids.
No, the kids were with the babysitter. But the place that we go to plays live music, and then they. But they knocked off early. And in this town, if you don't have something already preset,
you're done.
You're done. you're cruising up and down the
strip. You're driving up and down the strip.
Yeah.
Waving to teenagers.
Yeah, pretty much. So Jill says, well, let's stop by the family video and see what that's all about. Since we don't have the kids, we can actually.
It's new.
Yeah, it's new. And we can actually look and not be distracted and all this stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, we go in, and yes. First thing you notice is it's brightly lit and all that. It's very, very new, very clean. Well, but the second thing that you notice is that all these children's movies are in the middle, and mm-hmm. that they're all free in here. But then you turn directly to your right, and then you've got all the slasher movies and all the other inappropriate stuff right there. And let me just say, I had no idea that there are so many horror films. I was gonna say films and flicks.
I've had horror films. Let me tell you, some of them movies just crawl off after you spit them out.
Ooh, yuck. I didn't realize there's so many horror films. I just did it again.
You want me to blow some out so you can look at it?
I didn't know there were so many horror movies.
Okay, here you go.
Out right now, and they're all just. And we've had this conversation before. They're not storytelling movies. They're disturbing images in the box movies.
Yeah.
They're disturbing.
They're a collection of disturbing images. They're not a scary story.
Yeah, and they're right next to everything. They're right next to everything from Free Willy to Big Mama's House. I mean, there's all this stuff on
them. By the way, it's also wrong. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's all these. I got to the point where I was glad that I didn't have children with me, because there was nothing different about going there than there was going to Blockbuster. The rated R movies, the slasher movies, and all that stuff like that were still eye level to the 4-year-olds.
Yep.
There was no different.
There was no thought put into it at all.
No, there was no thought to it, and I was so terribly disappointed because it says family video right on the outside of the store, and it had nothing to do with that.
Which
you learned.
Yeah, we hadn't even got to the interesting part.
Yeah,
because I got an email like the day after, a couple of days after we went there, from a friend of mine who said, my wife went to the family video, and my wife had to go to the restroom, and she walked back there, and there's a door back there not marked adults only. So she opened the door to see what was in there, and it was porn.
Really?
Okay, this is a very small town. Same. I realize porn happens, yeah. But it don't happen here. Okay. What happens behind closed doors stay behind closed doors.
Right.
But yeah. This was behind a closed door that said adults only. And so anyway, it's right in the heart of our town, and that was very disturbing.
It really is right in the heart of our town, because what they did was there's this, the main street mm-hmm. goes down and then it splits into two separate streets. They're one ways
mm-hmm.
and they're but it splits and it goes right down to down those roads go right down to downtown. And so it
and this particular place where this splits is halfway between downtown and the interstate,
yep.
Which are the two.
The new half of town and the old half of town.
Right.
Yeah, so it really is in the center of where everybody travels
yeah.
in the town. And so it's something.
It's a great location.
It is. It is. It's you know, kudos to them for getting premium real estate, but it's not. It's not something that reflects the town. You know, right. The heart of the town.
Right. No, definitely not. So that was very disturbing. And again, you might not be shocked because back in the day when this town had 20 video stores before Blockbuster came and ran them all off,
yeah,
there were a couple of those video stores in town that had an adult room in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but these video stores were not called Family Video.
Yeah, that's the misleading part, and also it's not like I had almost overlooked the thing if it said. You know, if you walked into an adult video store,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that's what they sold, well, no big surprise. But when the thing says Family Video on the outside,
yeah.
and it's got porn in the back, yeah. then no,
mm-mm.
that's just wrong. And so Jill, she goes to CBS Community Bible School study, and her core group is. The ISD superintendent, and she heard about this, and she went in and asked, "Do you have adult videos here?" And the guy says, "Yes, right back here." And he led her; he was leading her back to this back room, and she realized on the trip back that wait a minute, this guy thinks that I want to be a customer of these adult videos. No. I just want to know if you have these adult videos. And he says, "Well, you know, sure we do." And she began to tell him that she didn't approve, and he let her know that it didn't matter because it wasn't her business, uh-huh. as in the building was right. not her business. And she said, "Oh, it is my business because I am responsible for taking care of the children in this district."
Which is another sad comment on our society. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, but she has to see these children every day, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is something that's in their environment,
right?
Okay. So. So she, she let them know that she did not approve. Well, they let her know that they didn't care, you know?
Right.
And what actually, the interesting part is that they eventually had to take that out because they violated a city ordinance.
I don't know what that city ordinance was.
I don't have that.
I wonder if they made it up.
Bit of information. What?
I wonder if they made it up this week because I know that I know back in the 80s yeah. that there were a couple of video stores in town that carried adult videos, and they eventually stopped doing it because nobody would go in there, mm-hmm. except for people who wanted to rent the adult videos yeah. back.
No good money.
Right. One of them went out of business. I think the other one stopped doing it. But the point is that that I wonder – because so I know it's not against city ordinance, or at least it wasn't. Back in the 80s, unless there's something new.
Could have been
something. But I just wonder if they just passed the city ordinance this week just to get rid of that.
I don't know. I don't know how that works legally, but...
But I know a lot of people in town were upset, and I know that I created a website specifically for this on My Life Ministries.
Yeah.
My Life Ministries /blog/SSTX just so that I could put all the information in one place. The corporate headquarters for the Family Video and all the city council information. I put their email address out there, their phone number. I was like, okay, here you go. Call these people. Tell them you don't like it.
Yes.
So.
Yep. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, just if anybody's interested in yeah. looking at it. Yeah.
But don't call the city officials. I think I'll just go out there and take their names off because they did do what they were supposed to do and got rid of it.
Yeah.
There's one thing being against the city ordinance. There's another thing actually somebody coming down and says, hey, we're going to shut you down if you don't stop violating this city ordinance.
Right.
Because there's city ordinances, I'm sure, that say you you have to walk in front of your car with a red flag. You know, this town's ancient.
Well, you know, but one of the things I thought is a good point is that these people aren't, they're not, as far as I know, they're not from here. You know, this is not somebody that you see on the street every day that you look in the eye and they decide to start a video store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they...
somebody from out of town.
This is somebody from the outside. This is something that was
big
not
company.
Was not here, at least, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe it was in the 80s or whatever, but it wasn't here recently, and now it is here. And it's one thing to do something and to stand and face the music for it mm-hmm. right? To be accountable for it, to have people in, you know, around mm-hmm. you say, hey, I don't, you know, take the heat for it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's another thing to just to inject it into,
from hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, and say, well, this is the way we're going to do it, you know, and you don't like it because it's not your, you know, too bad because it's not your business. Well, dude, it is. It is very much our business, and we don't like it. And that's really what we should be saying about a lot of things.
Well, there's, I agree. There's two more things I want to make for the end of the show.
Yes.
Two more points. One, we, like I said, we use Netflix, so we can do our video shopping online. It only takes about a day and a half to get the movie. It's very cool, very awesome. Good, very slick. I know some other people like Tim, you know, he doesn't.
I'm not going to say a word here.
Yeah. He uses Blockbuster's online service,
mm-hmm.
and he can take the videos back to the store, which he likes that aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer to not do business with Blockbuster for other reasons, but that's just me. And
well, one of the great things about these types of services, though, mm-hmm. the online services, is that you can pick things for your family without having to take your children into a poorly planned video store.
Yeah,
and have them see all the things that they don't need to see.
Right.
Okay. When you can have this thing, you can have this movie delivered to your home, and you get just what you need, just what you want, without all the other stuff. And it comes to you.
The other nice thing is the videos that you get that you and your wife want to watch,
mm-hmm.
when they come in the mail, they don't have a picture on the outside of them that tell you
Slasher 3.
Right.
Yeah.
So your kids don't have to look at that either. The other thing that you can do, this is brand new to me, is Redbox.com.
Redbox.
Redbox.com is sort of a halfway between Netflix and Blockbuster. Redbox.com is a box. You go online and you say, I want to rent a movie. It's $1, and there's $1 per night, no late fees, but it's $1 every. You don't have to have a subscription service like you do with Netflix.
Hmm.
And you rent the movie online, but you actually go pick it up at the Redbox. And in this town, the Redbox is at Walmart, but they're different places. You can put in your zip code and it tells you where the nearest one is. So you rent them. You can rent them online or you can rent them at the place. And then you go pick them up or whatever, and you take them back to that spot.
Very nice.
So you can get them right away. So you get instant gratification. You can pick up the movie that night, right? But you can do your shopping online, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And there's no subscription fee, which a lot of people like that too. So this was just new to me. John Wilkerson pointed that out. The Mermot.
No subscription fees, huh?
No subscription fee. You pay for the movie, like, it's $1 per night. But the selection's pretty limited because you're limited to what's in the red box at the store.
Well, I like this. Oh, I've seen, you know, I've actually seen this type of thing. Some reading here says, what if they're late? And it says, there's no such thing as a late fee. Each night you enjoy the DVD is only an additional $1 plus tax. When we were in Frisco, we would go to these DVD vending machine, and it would give you the newest releases or whatever. And basically what it did was you put your card in,
mm-hmm.
your credit card or whatever. It gave you your video, but it didn't charge your card until after you returned it. And so you keep it as long as you wanted, and it just basically just tallied up the total. And if you didn't return it after a certain number of days, they would charge you, I think it was like $35 for the video or something like that,
right.
Which was, you know, an incentive for you to bring the video back before you get charged the full, you know, the full dollar amount. But it was very affordable, so that's interesting.
It's interesting. You just have a very limited selection. They're mostly new movies.
Yeah, it was really geared towards that, like I said, that whole vending machine, you know, novelty, newest, latest and greatest sort of thing. But you could do. But it was really great because it was. You'd go to the grocery store. They had them at the grocery store, so mm-hmm. you go to grocery shopping, and it was almost like an impulse buy because you would, as you were on your way out, they put that vending machine right next to the door. So you'd see, you know, you'd see over the hedge. Oh, look, Mom, I want to get over the hedge. Oh, okay, look, you know, and it was so cheap to rent. And so easy that you'd get it on the way out and then take it home and then bring it back next time you want to get milk because you know you're going to be back in 2 days.
Right.
You know, so. Well, excellent. Well, very good.
Okay. Let's hear what Roseanne has to say, and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
Hola all, Benita here with your verse for the day, 2 Corinthians 6:4. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distress. The trials in our lives are there to, one, purify us, and to, two, bring us to our attention the sins that we are not giving up. We will never have true peace in our hearts until they are pure of the sins that the Lord has pricked our spirits about. In my life, it's three papers. There are these three papers I dread delivering. They are far, far out of my way. The Lord gets on my case nightly. Yes, nightly. I do them sometimes, but the Lord has come down hard, and now I do it. I have to. The lack of peace that I have in my spirit is not worth the 10 minutes it takes me to do these papers. This trial has matured me and removed one of the sins in my life that has been displeasing to my Lord. Benedicciones a todos los ardillas. Now back to those pesky, but at times funny ardillas, Brad and Jazzy Jazz.
What do you mean? She means sometimes funny. Lord's Day, y'all.
This week I listened to a very interesting...
I turned that off.
She called me... Jazzy Jazz? What'd you say there?
What you mean sometimes funny?
Sometimes funny.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey,
or this morning, or whenever you're listening.
I was just looking at this. There's no affiliate program on this Redbox thing. I don't approve of that. There needs to be an affiliate program.
We have Netflix. That's all we need.
Oh, okay. We have Netflix.
Yes. So if you'd like to join Netflix through our affiliate program, you can do so at mylifeministries.org/recommends.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time, your energy, your ears, your earwax, your hairs. Ugh.
I don't really appreciate any of that.
Look at that one right there. That one right there needs a Q-tip.
Ooh.
See that one?
Ooh.
You see that one?
Ooh.
Dude, get a Q-tip.
And some,
nasty.
And some tooth whitener.
How can right you there? See his teeth from his ear?
And what? It's hollow.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, is that the pilot light back there I see? Or is that the other ear? Oh, dude, it went out. Oh, we're in trouble. All right, everybody. Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.